Good morning. It's 7:03. I'm Dale Johnson. 23 degrees right now. 48 for the high today. COVID cases are surging in Lincoln and across Lancaster County. Positive test results are the highest since they've been since the pandemic began, and hospitals are full.
At the end of last week, the daily average was up to 106 patients. This is severely straining capacity, and our hospitals are struggling.
Health Director Pat Lopez joined Bryan Health CEO Russ Groenwald on Tuesday.
We are now on the 23rd week of this surge. We were planning on 8 to 10 weeks of this surge. We're on the 23rd week, 17 weeks of which have been at peak. In order to accommodate this, we're requiring now even more additional mandatory shifts.
Four more people have died with COVID. All were vaccinated, a man in his 60s, two men in their 80s, and a woman in her 90s. Supporters and opponents to a proposed solar farm in northeastern Lancaster County praised and condemned the project on Tuesday during a public hearing before the county board. Todd Wilchin with the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce said the city and the county would see economic benefits.
This includes $800,000 in additional revenue generated by the nameplate capacity tax for local political subdivisions. We will also benefit from the direct capital investment of $230 million in creation of high-value jobs during both the construction phase of this project as well as its ongoing maintenance.
Lincoln Fire Battalion Chief Jim Bopp testified against the special permit based on its fire prevention plan.
What's the topography? What kind of grasses grow there naturally? What's the history of wildfires in that area? The other things they look at are each individual fire district. What are their median response times? How long does it take them to get resources there? How long does it take to get an effective fire force there?
The Ranger Power Project would be 1,400 acres, stretching from 148th to 190th Streets, O Street to just north of Havelock Avenue. County commissioners vote on the permit on Thursday, December 16th. KFOR News Time is 7:05. The Lincoln Chamber of Commerce presented its Celebrate Business Awards on Tuesday, recognizing leaders in business. Small Business of the Year is Muchacho's Restaurant and Food Truck. Manufacturer of the Year is Instinct Pet Food. And Green Business of the Year is Nelnet Renewable Energy. You can see all the winners on the news page at KFORnow.com. And the Blue Angels are coming to Lincoln in August of 2023. The Navy's Flight Demonstration Squadron announced on Facebook and Twitter that their 77th Air Show Tour for 2023 will include Lincoln on August 26th and 27th of 2023. Lincoln's first forecast, a 48-degree day today, some sunshine to push us up to 54 tomorrow, and then some snow, maybe, on Friday. A 60% chance of it mixed with rain, maybe a quarter of an inch of all of that winter mix on Friday, with a temperature at our average high for this time of year, 39. It's a 23-degree morning at 7:07. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.